You're listening to The Comedy Cellar, live from the table on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Comedy Cellar Show here on Sirius XM Channel 99, The Comedy Channel. We're here with Kristen Montella, Dan Natterman, Sean Donnelly, and Tom Papa. Go ahead, Dan. You
My
were saying.
My microphone is too high.
Mine's always low.
You mean the volume or the...
No, the actual physical height.
I think you can probably... Okay, let me show you.
Tom,
now you're acting like a gorilla doing that.
Tom is only used to automatic things now. Things that drive
bad.
Themselves.
I wanted to...
mics
you.
That lower themselves.
No, first of all, I have my shoulder. I got a pinched nerve, and it's... It's awful, but I pull through. I invited Sean Donnelly.
How does someone who doesn't ever exert themselves physically injure their shoulder?
I wouldn't know because I go to the gym 3 times a week.
Okay.
All right.
Going to the gym and doing stuff while you're in the gym are two different things.
Well, I happen to do stuff while I'm there. Okay. I push myself very hard. I go to the gym the same way I do comedy. All right. I don't set up a second best.
You don't really go to the gym 3 times a week.
The hell I don't. I will graduate relatively new.
You need to get your money back.
He's thinking water aerobics.
Is it called 16 handles?
What do you do at the gym, Dan?
I look a lot better than some people I know that I'm staring at.
Oh, God.
I don't think so, first of all.
Oh, you don't?
Gnome has ridiculous upper body strength.
Do you want to go push-up for push-up?
No, I do not. Right. But I'm just talking about physically. You got a gut.
That would be the saddest thing ever, a push-up contest.
A gut?
A skinny guy push-up contest?
I don't see a gut.
I would call that a pouch. I wouldn't call that a gut.
Yeah, he's got a little, but not for
paunch.
50, whatever.
Paunch.
Yeah.
Paunch.
Yeah. He's got very little body fat.
Yeah.
Well, in any case.
But do you go to the gym?
3 times a week to get rid of this quarter inch of...
First of all, going to the gym is less about losing weight and more about just overall fitness, cardiovascular health, feeling good.
This is like a cage match with two Keebler elves.
I wanted to...
He didn't like that.
That was clever, I guess.
That was really good.
Sean was not initially scheduled to be here, but you know everybody is talking.
Keebler elves.
I got it. Keebler elves.
Sorry.
His gym is in a hollowed out tree.
We are now the 31st.
His trainer's name is Fudge Stripe.
Okay, go ahead, Dan. Sorry. Good.
No, it's okay.
Oh,
but,
God.
So everybody's talking about, it's now May 31, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And everybody's talking about Harambee the gorilla.
Oh, yeah, yay.
Yeah, you know, that was killed at the Cincinnati Zoo. So Sean Donnelly has a gorilla look to him.
Well, I go to the gym 3 times a week.
he's what we call a bear in the gay world, if one were in the... I'm not in the gay world, but if I were, he'd be a bear.
I'm definitely a bear.
But...
Simeon.
What is a bear?
A bear is a gay, in the gay community, it's a big,
it's a guy
hairy
who looks
guy.
Like me.
Yeah.
Big, hairy
or
dude.
Or even bigger and even
or
hairier.
It's like a type?
Yes. It's like a type, yeah.
Jay Oakerson would be a bear.
Yes.
Oh. But I think that Sean Donnelly is...
Are bears always on top?
No, not if there's two together.
Tom, just
they usually go together.
If you're not sure, all right? Jump in. Just take a breath. Go ahead.
He might have said, since he's small, he's sort of a cub. But
okay, go ahead.
I looked at him and I said, well, he might have an interesting perspective.
He's our resident mammal.
I'm part of the animal kingdom.
He's from the wild.
I have bears that hit on me online. Through my Instagram.
Yeah, but do bears generally hit on bears?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I didn't know
I've
that.
Seen bears together all the time.
I didn't know the bear
it's
on bear.
It's a bear jamboree.
I thought bear and twink, sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
A bear and daddy? Why not? But bear and bear? that just doesn't add up.
Every time I bring Dan up, he goes on stage and he goes, Sean's screen name on AOL would be Bear for Twink.
No, Austin.
I'm looking up the tweets because I read today some horrible people are tweeting the most hateful tweets at these parents.
About the gorilla? Oh, yeah.
What? Can you explain what happened?
I'll explain it if I... Yeah, so this family's at the zoo, yeah. And they and their kid falls into the cage with, I think it's Harambe or...
Harambe.
Is that its name?
Yeah.
It's his name.
Like edamame. Like, okay.
Edamame.
It's his name. I guess you got to give a gorilla a name... from Africa, because he was from Africa, I guess, originally. Although he was born in Texas.
Uh-huh.
So they should have called him Earl.
Texas, yeah, but African lineage.
But his well, you're of Italian lineage. Your name's not Luigi.
All right, go ahead.
It's Tomasio.
But so the kid falls into the gorilla cage. Now, this gorilla starts dragging the kid around.
How old's the kid?
Like four-ish, maybe?
Four.
He can walk.
And he was not dragging
Toddler.
Him around.
He was. I saw the video. He's dragging the kid around.
I saw the video, too. I didn't see any dragging.
He was dragging the kid around. It did look like he was really hurting the kid, and necessarily...
You're going to have to show me the dragging.
He didn't know. He couldn't really tell that, you know, whether he was going to attack the kid or not.
How'd he get in the cage?
He slipped through underneath, like,
it
was
one
a
of
hole.
The slits?
Yeah, there was... I don't know how. But kids will be kids.
And parents will be parents and not fucking watching their kids.
Well, oh, God.
We'll get to that. I just want to finish the story.
Go ahead.
So they had to make a decision what to do. And so they shot the gorilla. And the gorilla's dead.
Why couldn't... Did they try anything else? Did they try and get him without shooting or they just shot?
Well, I think everybody's like, why didn't you use a tranquilizer? And their reasoning is because then it wouldn't have knocked him out right away. He would have been thrashing around and who knows...
Might have pissed him off.
He might have taken the kid and threw the kid around while he was thrashing.
He was already dragging the kid around, right?
He was already pulling... I think he was like gently... pulling the kid with
they
him.
Said he was trying to
they
protect
said it was,
the kid.
Well,
they
I heard said the kid had some injuries. The kid had some injuries from being dragged around. That's what I heard.
Look, the point is this gorilla, at a moment's notice, he could have smashed that kid against the rocks.
The kid, I heard that the gorilla, I didn't see the video, but that kind of gorilla can smash a coconut with one, can crush a coconut with one
the
hand.
The strength is...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but you go to a zoo, and you're participating in the zoo culture, it's... You don't kill the animal, right? I mean, if you go to a baseball game, you could get hit in the head with a bat.
You're kidding, right?
And you're absolved, and the team's absolved from any harm.
If Charlotte or Angelina found themselves in a gorilla,
those are Tom's daughters, by the way.
And you would, what would you, you'd want them to shoot that gorilla? You're not gonna, I mean.
I would throw someone in there like a rodeo clown. a man with no dignity dressed like a banana. And have him jump from barrel to barrel. Save my daughter.
So go ahead, Dan.
So they shot, they had to make a decision. And they was like, well.
It's a no, there's no decision to be made. They had no
choice.
They
shot the ape. And most people are not blaming the zookeepers. The major part of the fury is against the parents.
Yeah, I know.
I am confused
by
that.
And some, well, because they said the parents weren't watching the kid, and so the kid was able to get into the enclosure.
Yeah, that was my original question, because as a parent, I don't understand how your kid gets close to the gorilla thing and gets in there without... Like, we went to the San Diego Zoo where we saw the gorillas. Beautiful gorillas.
Gorillas are not missed.
It's a plexiglass thing. Like, you go down these stairs and there's a plexiglass cage. Even that, even knowing there was all of this iron and plexiglass, and even there you hold on to your kid because you see a giant gorilla.
Right.
I don't understand what happened where the kid got...
Well, they said
I don't
there
know.
Was four kids and they lost track of this one kid, apparently.
Oh, they had four kids.
I think they had four kids.
Well, look, we've all
heard. How old was the child?
Four.
Four-ish, I think, just looking at him.
And I think the article said he was four.
How did a four-year-old climbed up?
Well, you know, he went like, I don't know, there was a hole
I heard
or
he
something.
Climbed over a fence.
Whatever.
I don't know what the enclosure looks like there. I think there's
this
some kind of
part this was not
where
a little
like
Jewish
outdoor.
Boy, was it?
No.
African-American.
Or is it one of those situations where it's down and he fell into it?
Yeah, it was like that.
Got through a gate
because if you
and
watch the video,
down.
Everyone's screaming like from above. Oh, like these gorillas are down
and
then, in some kind of
And people
thing.
Are also mad at the general idea of zoos in general. So that's where the anger is directed, either at the idea of having a zoo or at the parents. But
there were some. I saw a lot at the zoo people as well.
This is
I
thing.
Saw far less at
every,
the zoo
and
people.
Tom, you tell me if I'm right or wrong. Every parent has had some close call with something terrible that almost happened to one of their kids because they were careless for a fraction of a second. A car door that almost hit them in the face. It's very... Very difficult to be judgmental of a parent, especially with four kids there, who loses track for 1 second, and then you don't think that they can get into the gorilla cage. I mean, you just assume that the zoo has made it
Well, that's what I think everybody's wondering. Everybody's wondering, shouldn't there have been multiple steps to get into it? Like, it shouldn't just been, you fall into it, like you're in the jungle and you're in a
pit.
But that's
what we don't know. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't seem like a situation where the parent was negligent for 1 second.
It was like a while.
In order for a kid to do that, they would have had to really not been paying attention for a good amount of time.
It's possible to lose track of a kid totally. It happens.
It does happen in a split second. And there have been times when things have happened with us within a split second. Something bad happened to the kid, or they ended up in a spot they shouldn't be. And if I had a gun, I probably would have shot my wife.
When I was a kid, I went with my friend John Engel. His father was a cover editor of Newsweek magazine. He was very responsible. But John Engel and his little brother and another kid, we went to Riverside Park. And his father used to do like these little pretend Olympics for us, whatever. And then we all went back home, and we got all the way home, and I said, "Where's Jeremy?" Jeremy was the littlest kid. And his mom says, "Holy shit." You know, and ran back 3 blocks Riverside Park, and Jeremy was still there. You know, and this was not an irresponsible dad. He just kind of thought everybody had fallen in like ducklings behind
him.
It's a big group.
I think it's the zoo's responsibility to make it impossible for a little kid to get in the gorilla cage.
That's the point.
I mean, I agree with that, too.
And also, zoos can be depressing, because I've gone to the Bronx Zoo, and I saw the polar bears, and they are so depressed. That one had, like, a cigarette. It was, like, really depressing. No, it wasn't that bad, but it was, like, they were, like, lying down, not coming out of the... They don't leave their little hut thing. It was, like, really bad.
The zoos are a total bore now. They don't make the animals perform.
Unless you happen to be there on an exciting day when a child falls into the enclosure.
No, that's true. Like it's not... They're not like zoos. Like, you just go to the monkey house, and a monkey's...
They'd be in outfits, doing tricks.
Now it's like... It's like all about them.
Yeah.
to bring this around just to the world of comedy, as I try to do if possible, this was...
See, I took that as like kind of a jab at me. I'm being paranoid.
You're being absolutely paranoid.
Okay, go ahead.
Technically, it was the most comedic part of the podcast.
You're being absolutely paranoid.
Go ahead.
But because there is a strong relationship with comedy, because this incident... the last incident that got this many jokes on social media... was when they wanted to put Tubman on the... When they announced they're going to put Tubman on the 20.
Yeah.
That got... And then I think this has even more.
What are the jokes about this?
There's so many angles.
The lion was a big one, too.
The lion didn't have as many...
Cecil
the lion, I don't think it has many jokes.
Oh, as many jokes? I think it did.
I don't remember that being... I remember
that
a lot of
huge.
Outrage.
That was huge.
What kind of jokes are coming out about the...
Well, there are a lot of jokes. Like,
well, we had a bunch just right now on the podcast until Dan started talking about the joke. I thought no one was on a roll.
I saw mostly outrage about the gorilla thing.
There's outrage and then there's jokes. Like somebody posted like this albino ape, and then a picture of the ape that got shot, and the albino ape it said it had a meme like, you know,
blew up
a convenience store, got probation, and then a picture of the black ape that was shot, you know, played around with a little kid. Got shot. And the kid and the ape had a... They put a little like mortarboard, like a graduation cap, on the ape that got shot. So it looked like they were showing a picture of him graduating school.
Ricky Gervais tweeted something. He says, "It seems that some gorillas make better parents than some people."
yeah, see,
that's pretty nasty.
Because it looked like he was being gentle with the kid.
And I posted.
Ricky Gervais always has... I love Ricky Gervais, but he's always got some...
he's a big animal guy.
He's always got some tweet about how stupid everyone else is. You know? that's really his basic punchline. It really is. Religious people, I mean, our parents lose their kids. I mean, that's always where
in an
goes.
English accent, which makes it that much worse.
It disturbs me. I don't like that. Oh, he's hilarious.
I posted, by the way, and I don't know if it's that good, but I said, would they have shot the gorilla if it was Bill Cosby that had fallen in?
Tom didn't even...
Not a smile for Tom.
Oh, no, I was waiting for the second part.
No, that is the whole thing.
I thought it was pretty good.
That's
pretty good. But it does... there is a real question there. What if it's just like, you know, say David Duke, for example, notorious white supremacist, fell into the monkey cage. And they
That's
shot
a better
the
one.
That might have been a better one. But no, I don't know if people know that David Duke is.
Trump had no idea.
Everybody knows who David Duke is.
Trump had no idea.
What if it was Trump that fell in?
The problem is, when I originally posted that, like the association, anytime you put a black guy and a gorilla in the same sentence.
I know.
You know, people just, they just make that association and they think you're saying something racist, which you weren't.
Just like your story about Harriet Tubman immediately led you to the gorilla story. that you just did 5 minutes ago.
It just so happens.
Good point.
Interesting point.
I actually stepped into it by accident. I didn't know the kid was black. I assumed he wasn't black.
Kid wasn't black.
Oh, he's not black?
No, the kid was black.
He was black.
Yes.
The kid was black. He just said it.
Yeah.
Yes, he was black.
And now, because of that, now they're going after the parents. Like, they're like, the dad had a long criminal history.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Daily Mail. They had an article about the dad.
Oh, I did not realize that.
So, wait, they originally were going to put the gorilla on the 20?
No.
Silly. So when I said he's not a little, I clearly wasn't a little Jewish boy thing. Like, you have to be pretty athletic to climb a fence, you know? Like,
oh, God.
And then it turns out he was a little African
American. So maybe they were only not paying attention for a second. I don't
know. Well, those kids will get out from under you, that's for sure.
So they shot the gorilla.
You've seen this story, right, Tom?
It's too bad.
That's in the news.
Google apologized.
No, not reading out loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
I saw that. Yeah. So this is part of it.
There's no way we can go into that conversation without getting in trouble.
And you have a career.
Being rational,
you have a career to worry about. Go ahead.
Well, I can't see the story that was.
Oh my God! You know,
it was about the Warriors last
hold
night.
On. This just happened. You almost tweeted that. Almost tweeted it. Look at that.
That happens to me because by accident you hit share.
So close.
Oh God! Karen, what do I do? Press the X, right?
Yeah.
Remember the Comedy Cellar? That was a good place. One tweet took the whole thing down.
Oh my God.
Even Louis C.K. turned on it. Did you see the next season of Louis is shot at the stand?
That was really close.
Okay, unfortunately, nobody knows what you're talking about.
It was a news story about something that
I'm guessing racially sensitive.
Racially
insensitive news story, but it was a news story. It wasn't like I did, but right. And then I almost tweeted it by accident. Oh my God.
Well, if you just would have tweeted the link,
yeah,
I would have deleted
the tweet immediately. And
I don't know how to delete it.
No, it's right there. You know where the Jamba Juice is? That used to be the Comedy Cellar. Yeah.
I've accidentally shared shit that was... And you delete it, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so you guys are on the side of... The parents side with the parents.
Well, I'm not on the side of the parents. The parents were made a mistake, as we all do. The zoo should have made sure that you...
It should be impossible for a four-year-old to get into anything in a zoo.
I also think the zoo should have some, like, three plans of attack before bullet to gorilla.
There should be a rattlesnake between it.
Yeah, like something.
Then a condor, even a flamingo guarding it.
And, you know... Every day, some parent gets in a car accident and kids are hurt through probably more clear negligence than this. And people are not tweeting about it. I mean, it's like, you know, it's so selective. If it's some sort of PC thing, like the gorilla getting shot, or people have this outrage and real tears will come to their eyes, you know?
Well, I think it's because, like you said, I think people think zoos, like, have their
people
shit together.
People already don't like zoos anyway, a lot of people.
Is there video of the kid getting in? Like, was the dad... holding him on the railing or anything stupid like that?
The dad was taking the video.
Like Superman.
is that true?
No. This is a magnificent animal. And they do, you know, you look at an ape and it's kind of like us. I mean, you know, there are cousins.
They are impressive. I saw they just take iceberg lettuce and just eat it like an apple.
Just crush it.
Wow. He just literally was just sitting. We're watching this.
Sean can do that.
I don't eat lettuce.
This is the ape with the boy.
Let me see.
That doesn't look like a black boy.
I didn't even watch the video.
Is that a different?
Oh, he's hovering over it. It's limp. It's laying on the ground. It looks like it's
is this
dead.
A
no, this is like a montage
video.
Of different.
Oh, that's
different.
This is
different.
This is different ape. Oh, this is not the first time.
No, this is what I'm saying. This is like
you idiot. That's Planet of the Apes.
That was Charles and Heston.
Get your hand.
Kids falling.
Get your hands off
all
me.
The time.
Damn dirty ape.
Dirty ape. That's a Statue of Liberty buried
there
in sand.
There you go. That's it.
This is it.
Get me to the butterfly tent, you dirty ape.
So
that's why I don't know what video Dan's talking about, but I didn't see one where he was driving.
I kind of get why they shot him, because you don't, even though he was being gentle, you don't know at what point he was going to do something.
Right.
Yeah.
But the point is, as long as they waited to shot him, if they would have tranked him right in the beginning, it would have been the same thing.
Anybody who's wasting their money advertising their product before videos is just getting shafted. Have you ever even watched a single ad?
Don't. Yeah.
This one you can't skip.
Oh, it was the Koch brothers.
The ones that you can skip are even more ridiculous. But
is that it?
Okay, this is it. First of all, they don't know
you
the whole...
You can't really see it.
They don't understand they're supposed to orient their phone the other way.
This is somebody who didn't even know it was a...
I mean, there's a couple of videos. One, he's absolutely dragging that kid.
I don't see the kid.
Oh, really? See, he's sheltering him right now. The kid's like in between his legs.
Oh, I don't know. Let me go forward a little bit.
And the mother's saying, mommy's here.
It doesn't even allow me to go forward. Oh, there it is. Oh, is that the kid?
Yeah, that's the kid. You got to shoot him.
He's holding him underwater.
That's the, no, he's not. The kid's just sitting there.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine
a Legend of Greystoke?
Oh, he's...
Oh, no. You have to shoot him right
there. The gorilla runs and drags the kid behind him.
Yeah, I didn't see that part.
Come on. You got to do something.
The gorilla could have killed him by accident. You stepped on him.
No, that's what they were saying. That was their argument.
What does the kid have to say about all this?
He's got brain damage.
Well, I hope you're not imitating the kid.
I am. No, I'm kidding.
It was the kid explaining it after the press conference.
The kid gave this zoo a shitty Yelp review.
Oh, my God.
That's like a big fall to begin with.
How do you get in there?
There are tragedies in life, and that's just the way it is. But you have to choose.
It's just unfortunate that for human entertainment, an animal had to die. That's all.
They were talking about bringing the parents up on charges now.
For negligence?
Yeah, for some sort
I don't think that's going to stick.
I think the zoo's more accountable than the parents are.
Yeah.
I think the parents... Yeah, I'm wondering... If it took him you had so much time, this kid got his way into, it must have been that he fell in. Like it was like you had to go to a certain level and then fall in from. I bet you there was gates and then he got past the gates and then he fell in from whatever.
They said that he was in there.
Ledge.
He was in there for 10 to 15 minutes.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So
that's a really long time. I don't really get mad at them for. I feel bad the ape died, but I don't get mad at them for shooting him. I get it. It's also pandemonium. At that point, when that's happening, people are freaking out.
Yeah, they were.
There was probably like a gorilla guy who knew the gorillas and was pretty expert and was like, yeah, if this gets to 16 minutes, that kid's going to be eating like iceberg lettuce.
By the way, Ryan, if Liz, is Liz around? Can you have somebody text her, come back? I do want to ask her one question on the air later on.
She's very simian.
Well, I wanted to...
go ahead.
First of all, I guess, Tom, you're in town because you're doing another episode of Come to Papa, your fabulous radio show.
No, actually, that's on the 21st. I'm actually here to shoot a couple episodes of Red Oaks, the TV show on Amazon.
This motherfucker is always working. Always fucking working.
Well, you set you up.
I write for that show. I've written some scripts for them, and they asked me to come play a small role.
All right.
Tom is Tom's got a successful career.
I know he does.
He drives a Tesla.
We devoted about 20 minutes to the Tesla on a previous episode when no one wasn't here.
Is it the one that drives itself?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, oh my God.
It's pretty remarkable. Oh, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Are you used to it now?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get used to it?
5 seconds.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
You're way more trusting than
I was on the freeway, and we were going about 45, and you see the traffic ahead of you stopped, and you're like, is this car going to stop?
Yeah.
And it did.
Does it slow down like we do?
Yeah, it slows down better than we do.
Well, I think very quickly you start to trust technology. Like GPS now, I don't even bother... You know, I don't think most people even bother even having any idea where they're going. They just put on the GPS, and they trust that that's going to get them...
Switch lanes or do any of that kind
of stuff,
does it?
If you hit the directional stick, you know, coming out of the... If you hit left, it sees if it's safe enough to do it and will go.
Really?
And it'll accelerate to get around the car. It'll do it. All you have to do is hit the directional.
Do you have, like, some kind of rotating sphere? How does it know where...
Cameras.
This really
everything.
Exists?
It's his car.
Yeah, yeah.
His car does it.
The Tesla does that.
The Tesla drives itself.
It's called autopilot.
Now,
at any moment, if you wanted to, grab the wheel, you're in control?
Okay. Totally. As soon as you take the wheel or press the brake
it'll
or the
override
gas, it overrides it like cruise control. Another cool update. It updates like your phone. Keep sending updates.
Oh, get out of here.
There's a button on it called summon. Where I come out in the morning, I press summon, and it opens the garage door. The car turns on and backs out.
It's the Batmobile.
Yeah.
You have the Batmobile.
And the same thing, it'll park that way also.
Oh, my. Wait, by itself?
Like, I was at the Improv in L.A., and someone parked right next to me in the lot where you had to, like, squeeze into the car. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I don't have to squeeze in. I pressed the button. The car turned on, backed out of the spot perfectly. And then I got in.
Look at Noam's face, right?
That's so crazy.
How come they don't have commercials showing this?
They do. They have
videos
online. You always skip them, though.
They don't advertise. All the money's going into the technology and the making of the car. They don't. Yeah. They
no,
don't
commercials
have
are supposed to pay for themselves. But anyway, go ahead.
But they don't have the budget. You know, they're not like a big car company yet.
Now,
but you can go online and you can go online and look this stuff up.
I have to get a new car.
You should. Yeah.
And few people have suggested Tesla.
You should.
But the thing is that how many it's electric, right?
It's got like 200 miles.
How many miles?
250.
250.
It's as far. Yeah. Your house is probably.
My house is 25 miles.
Yeah. You'll never.
And then you plug it in your house.
You'll never exceed it.
Yeah, in your garage.
Yeah, you have a charger in your garage. You come in at night, just plug it in.
Now, what and if, they're adding like millions, hundreds
now,
of thousands of
charging
stations.
Now, what if I want to drive to Maine?
Then you can't take that car.
You know, you can. You press, I'm going to Maine on the GPS. And it shows you the route, which will be go up 95 and then stop about 2.5 hours in to a supercharger that probably
that's all
is
I
next.
Do. Just stop 2.5 hours for.
No, stop in 2.5 hours.
For how long?
Or like it's really like you would drive for probably 4 hours. You stop for an hour in a supercharger, it'll charge it. But if you're driving to Maine, you're gonna stop and eat. You're gonna stop and do stuff. So all you have to do is stop once, plug it in, and you're back on the road. It's amazing.
Yeah, but I think for a drive to Maine, most people want the convenience of. Being able to fill up where they want for and fill up quickly.
That's so ignorant.
It is because
you're gonna stop in the, you're gonna stop in a 8 hour ride. You're gonna make a stop. So just stop when the car's.
So let's say I'm staying in Waterville, Maine.
Uh huh.
What are the odds that there'll be someplace to charge nearby there if I want to stay there for a week?
I don't know.
But I can just,
right now.
I'm
but in
sure.
But Tesla over the next 2 years is putting thousands of charging stations across the.
Yeah,
US.
Like the West Coast is pretty.
So, am I buying this car because it's good for the environment or because it's an awesome car?
Both.
Because I don't really care about the. I mean, I care about the environment. But
it is the.
As soon as DiCaprio doesn't, fly around on private jets complaining about global warming, I will worry about my slight carbon footprint.
It is the coolest thing I've ever owned. Take the environment out. Take that I haven't spent $1 on gas in over a year. Take all that out. Take the rebates from the government out. Take all of that out.
How much is the car?
It is the fastest, coolest, most comfortable car I've ever been in.
How much is it?
Well, Tom doesn't want to talk about money.
About $100,000.
Oh, I guess he does.
That's cheaper than an Audi.
Yeah?
Cheaper than the Audi A8.
Well, I say you get one. And I if only because I want to ride in it.
It's the cool. It's so fast. It's so fast.
But is it a family car, Tom?
It is. It's a big sedan, and there's no transmission in it, so it doesn't have that lump in the middle. Like, it's just flat bottom. That's where the battery is. It's just a total flat bottom, so it's much more spacious. It's the coolest technology I've ever. Robert Kelly. Robert Kelly is technology.
Harambe Kelly. Yeah.
When he's who's auditioning, he will now be working at the Chicago Zoo. He loves technology. He's always battling. He has to have the first phone. He has to have the first Apple, whatever. And he's always battling with me about who's got the coolest tech stuff. I gave him a ride the other night when he was out in L.A. I drove him back to his hotel, and he said, "This is you dropping the mic." He goes, "I can't compete with this. You just blew me out of the water."
Told me last night. I was at his pen and is that he has a shed now in his backyard. You know about this?
No.
He told me to get a Tesla.
Yeah.
And I was like, "That's ridiculous. I'm not getting a Tesla."
Did he tell you he was in mine?
Maybe he did. I don't remember.
I bet he didn't. He's so jealous.
Yeah.
I'm so angry.
Well,
tell him about it.
You had one already, though.
It's the most amazing thing.
I think we've gone a long way toward convincing Noam and. Hopefully.
Ask Lisa Traeger about his Tesla.
Oh, what the hell was Lisa Traeger doing in your Tesla?
Not on the mic, Liz.
He carpooled.
What the hell's the matter with you? Have you learned nothing?
It's amazing. Go ahead.
You had a question.
She was never in my car.
Because I'm skeptical. Like, I know that it's electric, but I also know that the electricity is produced by a coal-burning power plant somewhere. So I'm very skeptical of the, how much it does for the environment.
Right. We went through all those articles.
Just watch the Tesla video. They do a whole thing on the development and everything.
But let's take that out because you're a cold-hearted person. This is just purely about the joy of you owning something that feels like the most futuristic thing you've ever been in.
So when one of the cooks wants a $1 an hour raise that I don't want to give him, Should I talk to him in my Tesla? Or
you want to know something funny? That is the one thing that I have to kind of get over because I've never had a fancy car before.
Yeah.
And I did this game show, and I had the money at the time when I was looking at it, and I just did it. And so now I have this car, and everybody knows how much this costs. It's like driving around in like a, you know, big BMW or something, which I never would buy one of those cars, but because this is so all about technology, I was like, I want this thing. But now I'm in a car, everybody knows how much it costs. Right. So I'm a little self-conscious about it. So anyway, I had this guy over my house, and he was painting the side of my house. We had all this wood, and he's painting, shellacking, and he's working in the hot sun. He's doing it forever, and it's taking a real long time. And he was having like real bad day. He like dropped his cell phone in a bucket of paint and had to leave for a whole day to go get another cell phone. And he comes back, and I come driving in with the Tesla one day.
Were you driving or just walking side by side with it?
I parked it.
He had it on a leash.
I was parking it myself, and I pressed the button.
The old-fashioned way.
I pressed the button. The garage door went up, and I saw him kind of look. And my daughter said, I think he wants to talk to you. And I pull into the driveway. I ran over his phone with my Tesla.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say you ruined all the paint that was up the garage.
No, it felt so
bad. Yeah, I am very self-conscious about the appearance of having
not
that
only
is, money.
Not but only is Noam self-conscious about displaying wealth, he lies like a rug. About the money that he makes here, which of course is his
it's my prerogative.
It's your prerogative, and no, yeah, absolutely. Noam, I think he said last year he made $25,000 a year.
I really do believe that the technology overrides that, though. Like, because it's a purely electric car, it's an engineering marvel. That stuff supersedes. This is a status symbol. It's not like a Mercedes or
just
a BMW.
Hopefully, the only thing is you might want to wait till like all the kinks are worked out with the stuff.
It's worked.
Is there a model
that happened a long time ago?
Is there
ago.
Currently a model better than the one that you have?
Yes.
That's tempting.
Yeah.
Really? They're also making the cheaper model that I'm on. I put my name on the list.
Good
for.
Good for you.
No, everybody knows
that's
you got
great. A $30,000 model.
Yeah.
The new one is the 90. DP, the performance, like the top one, has a new button on it that's not in my car.
What does it do? What does it do?
It's called the ludicrous button. You press it, and it goes
ludicrous comes
faster than any car on the planet, 0 to 60.
Is that true?
That is true. You should go on YouTube and watch people pressing this button. The people in the car freak out. Because it's not like accelerating in any other car because it's...
There's a ludicrous button?
There's no torque. You press a ludicrous button, this thing goes 0 to 60 in like 3.9 seconds.
Oh my God.
I want that so bad.
You have to get it.
It's like Christopher Lloyd now.
You got to.
Everybody knows you got money. Just do it.
My car it doesn't have that button, and it's not as fast as that model without the button. And I'm telling you, going just 0 to 40, like at a stoplight,
first of all, why are we having
a sensation that you've never felt before? It's so fast.
It's just going to make like me that. Regret being married even more
but
than ever.
But I was just going to say, why are we having this conversation as if you make the decision as to what car you get?
No, that's not what I'm
saying. That's a whole different thing.
He has his own car.
That is a car, which is a game. Like any girl that you get in your car and press the ludicrous button,
it's done.
Yeah, Liz Traeger was in my car, and I didn't even have the ludicrous button, and her pants were off in about 30 seconds. Yeah.
I don't know. Sure.
I don't believe it was 30 seconds.
Robert's pants were off.
I don't know.
All right, Robert's pants were off.
No, I've read a lot of articles about what women want. You can debate them, whether sense of humor, confidence. I've never heard acceleration as a major turn-on.
Liz?
just the way you said it, Natterman. No, not like that.
So the reason I want to talk to Liz is because SD came over to the lineups today, and apparently there was an incident, and I want everybody's feedback about this.
Okay.
And Ray Allen apparently plugged...
Oh, yes. Yes, he did.
...the Aruba show at the Underground.
On stage.
Yeah, on stage, which I thought was, so what? Like, no, who's going to go out and buy a ticket to
Aruba
to see this guy's at Aruba? I mean, apparently...
SD is pissed.
SD and Liz apparently were very, very disturbed by this. And it wanted to end his association with the Comedy Cellar over.
I told Ray that he can't do that. If he was working at a club uptown and he said, July 1st, I'll be at... this club uptown, would that be okay? If he was in New Jersey, if he was in a casino upstate, that wouldn't be okay.
No.
I don't know. I don't care about that stuff, really.
It wouldn't be cool. It's not cool. I just thought it was very low class of Ray Allen.
I appreciate that you guys you are just thought so,
it,
so protective.
It was Ray Allen.
Yeah,
you,
it was that's Ray redundant. Allen being Ray
you
just, Allen.
You don't have to say low class.
In my,
you don't have to say what he did.
Just Ray Allen.
In my gut reaction to it, unless somebody's plugging a show, which realistically some customer who was here who might come back would end up going there and we would lose the customer, then it's meaningless to me. They can, you know, if they're, you know.
It just, but you say that it just kind of changes
the
the show, the vibe of the show. I mean, all of a sudden, why is this man selling us a show at the end of our show?
Why are we paying $25 to see a guy who's performing in Aruba?
Well, what exactly? What do you say? You just said if you're in Aruba, you can see me on the...
I mean, it wasn't just if you're in Aruba, you can see me as like, oh, do you like Aruba? Are you going to Aruba? You ever been to Aruba? Where'd you stay? I would do this hotel. Don't stay at that hotel. July 1st, come see me and
I mean,
Robert
that's,
Kelly.
That's
will be,
a little.
I mean, it was.
You don't want a sales. You don't want a sales pitch at the end of a nice show
on Aruba.
Well,
you don't even get to see a nice condo.
So is Ray Allen finished? Oh, is he done?
I think it's at best a minor transgression. You should just tell him we prefer you don't do that.
And he why? It sets up a joke. I'm like Ray. Just stop telling jokes. Just bring people
on
stage.
That's like the guys on the road that would... there was always guys on the road that, when I was starting, who would do this joke just because it tied into the T-shirt that they were selling at the end of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
And then sometimes they would get drunk. These guys normally would get drunk in between shows and then forget to do the joke and wonder why their shirts weren't selling after the second show.
Yeah.
It's low rent.
Listen, when I was in Vegas, I told you Bob Zaney handed out a tip jar at the Improv.
Yes.
That's insane.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, that's next.
Ray Allen didn't try to hand out a tip jar, did he?
No, he handed out drink tickets for the girls.
Look, I've seen comics.
No, he didn't. I'm kidding. Relax.
I have seen comics. You know, they hand out flyers after the show when the customers walk out.
But here? None of the comedians here
that's
do that.
That's okay.
I have seen. Well, I'm not so sure about that. Well,
I've
I'm not going to say on the
Woods
air.
Sell his DVDs that I've seen.
And what did you say to him?
Tony, really? Why don't you make it to the corner instead of right outside?
Who tried to sell DVDs?
Tony Woods.
But it sounds to me like you're more mad at Ray Allen than you're mad at Tony.
He was on stage. Tony Woods didn't stand on stage and say, please come outside, I'm selling my DVD.
That's who you want working for you.
I think
someone
selling a DVD after the show is far worse. Far
Real,
more low rent.
Why?
It's low rent. You're walking to the show, you got some comics selling DVDs.
That's bad, but it's not on stage in the showroom.
It just looks. It makes the whole place look low rent if you're selling. If you're the comics are hustling their DVDs.
Dan,
after the
Dan
show.
Can't speak to this because he has an affinity for Ray Allen.
I guess.
You say he doesn't have a CD.
I'll tell you what.
I thought so.
I thought that's what
I did.
I feel like you're.
Please don't say it. Please don't say it.
I feel like that people gang up on Ray because they have a prejudice against Ray Allen.
Why are you defending him again? 2 weeks in
so,
a row.
You know what happened last week, Tom. It's worth. You know. Ray Allen had said many times that he doesn't understand why Amy Schumer doesn't like him. She brings a bottle of wine to the table. She gives everybody a glass of wine, not Ray Allen. And he says, the only reason I can think of is that I never tried to bang her.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, I ran and told Amy.
You did. Yeah.
Of course.
Well. But he said I could. Hey, Dove. And then Amy confronted him.
She did.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he confronted Amy.
First of all, he says it was a joke when he said that. You claim it was not a joke.
It was not a joke. And
he
you know it wasn't a joke.
He was
we talked about it at length and ad nauseum.
Well, I don't remember that.
Now, I like that.
Dove Davidoff is here.
So, but Dan has always been very close with Ray.
Marina's here?
Yeah, I just saw Marina.
All right,
So
Liz is dismissed. We invited Marina to Liz is dismissed because Dan gets very upset about
it.
Someone has to protect Ray.
Tom has something he wants to say.
I think you should thank Liz before she leaves because I think she did the right thing.
Thank you.
About with Ray Allen?
Yeah.
Yelling at Ray anytime.
I don't think he should ban from the club,
but
I caught him
listen, in the hall.
Can I tell you one thing I'm worried about? Is I'm worried about exposing a pecking order. For instance, if Michelle Wolf said, I'll be performing at blah, blah, blah next week.
Yeah, you would never do it.
But if she did, you would never rip her a new asshole. You'd be like, listen, Michelle, how should we handle this, Bob? Liz would tell her.
I'd tell Michelle. I have no problem telling Michelle.
No, I don't want you to tell her without speaking to me first.
But she wouldn't do it. Michelle wouldn't do it. She knows that's a better.
If one of the Jewish comics did it.
Letterman, don't do that. I don't think Lenny Marcus would do it.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know Lenny Marcus.
If Modi plugs the next bar mitzvah, that he's doing.
If Modi,
I can pretty much say with confidence there will never be another comedian to plug a gig in Aruba.
Well, that we can say with confidence.
But in any case, I'm Team Ray Allen on this, actually. I got to tell you, I don't think...
No, Liz is right. He's out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Liz. And if nothing, well, I'll tell you what. At a minimum, you cannot deny Liz's ferocious loyalty to the Comedy Cellar. Yes.
I don't know if ferocious is the loyalty to the Comedy Cellar, or she just likes to make people... She likes... Or both.
This segment of the show was brought to you by my upcoming appearances at Stand Up New York on July 4th weekend.
I regularly have to quote The Godfather to Liz. I literally have to remind her, it's business, not personal. Don't hate your enemies. It clouds your judgment. I literally go through this with her on a regular basis.
I don't think that was cloudy judgment. I think that was business.
All right. Anyway.
Dove Davidoff.
Tom, you'll like this. Tom had a 2 or 3 year run with the Seinfeld created show, The Marriage Ref.
Tom Papa's a great guy. He's just a great guy.
Was it 3 years? I don't remember. 3 years.
Two seasons.
And Tom also performed The Marriage at my wedding. And did you know that Dove Davidoff got married last week, Tom?
Congratulations, Dove.
Thank you,
I knew it
Tom.
Was coming. I didn't know when.
Yeah, thank
Neither
you,
Neither did
Tom.
He. No, I'm just kidding.
How'd it go? Where'd you do it?
It went really well. We did it at City Hall, which is more romantic than you'd think.
We went down there and signed the papers.
It was pretty
City
cool.
Hall.
That wasn't City Hall. Was it?
Yeah.
I think it's romantic in its simplicity.
I remember motor vehicles.
We had to sign all the books and all that stuff.
Well, it actually was, in the room that you finally go into. I mean, it's a bit like the DMV before you get into the wedding chamber. But other than that, it's really nice.
But people are excited. They're kind of dressed
mood.
Up in the thing.
Yeah.
They're
taking pictures in front of this sort of kitschy
City Hall
mural.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's great. Good for you. I can't believe it. That's exciting news.
I'm out of the game, Tom.
Wow.
I'll tell you what.
Wow. Of the tail game.
I've known Dove for a long time, maybe 15 years or so. Longer, 17 years.
Long time.
And nobody is, the old expression, a leopard doesn't change his spot. Well, I'll be damned if this leopard hasn't changed his spot.
If its teeth doesn't fall out.
Dove was the biggest booty hound.
I was a hound.
And there was nobody like him in the game.
It's true. There were legendary stories.
And and now he's a fag. And that's very sad, actually.
It's very sad.
But it's impressive.
Can you tell the greatest story ever? The story about the time in the hotel with the girl and then
in the apartment with Natterman?
No, and he goes into the other room and there's a. And
oh, that would be relevant, but everybody's heard it, I think.
No, not everybody. I
don't think
you,
I've heard it.
0.1% of people listening have heard it.
Tom's heard it. You haven't heard it? When Dan kept saying.
Because I can never remember it.
There was one month over the summer, probably 8 years ago, 10 years ago, where Dan kept saying, I gotta get a tail.
No, we're talking about the one with
the
April.
Hotel.
We're talking about the hotel
hooker.
With the hooker.
Are you talking about what I did with April?
Yeah. Is that April? I don't know.
Oh, right. Well, she said it on Stern. You
can
know?
You tell
I mean,
that story?
I think her story was a bit different. Oh, yes. Oh, right. Sure.
This
I mean,
is, this
so, see,
this
is so many stories.
To illustrate what a booty hound you were. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, this would illustrate the point.
So many stories.
I mean,
stories.
There was some real shame involved, Tom. I was doing a gig over the weekend. I was headlining and she was middling. And it was some gig in like... I don't know. It's some one of the
who
big,
was
big hotels in Vegas. I wasn't in the big theater, but in a nice room, and somebody was promoting it. And so April was in middling, and I still feel really bad for this. I'm not bragging.
Uh-huh.
It's April who? What's her last name?
Macy.
April,
oh, you're Macy. Okay.
And so I don't know. So the gig's over. It went well. We're up in the top floor.
Penthouse
thing. Like a bottle service penthouse thing. Yeah, in the Playboy Club at the Palms. And so then these Canadians had some ecstasy. And I said to April, they got some ecstasy. They're offering it to us.
Uh-huh.
I said, if you're interested, that's the only way I'd be interested. I'm not going to do it alone and jump around. And so, we take some ecstasy. And I also, they had some blow. So I was in the bathroom with those guys. And then I was like, well, now that I'm here. And so finally, long story short, I don't know, we hit the dance floor for a few seconds. And then we hightailed it over to my room. And so we get into my place, we start shaking it up, but good. I mean, it was a scene. Every which way but loose. And I tore in, Tom. And and so for 2 hours into the session, it was quite a session. Two hours in.
That's
an hour and a half.
That's
2 hours
session.
In. Oh, it was a scene. And so I put it in deep, nice, long, hard. And then she gets tired. You understand.
Sure.
And she gets, you know the way I used to do it. She gets tired, and so she wants to fall asleep.
There's a problem with the sound.
Right?
She wants to fall asleep. I'll talk right into the microphone. She wants to fall asleep. And then so I'm wide fucking awake here, right? And I'm high. And so I go, okay. And so I go down to the bar, and I see this whore.
Uh-huh.
A sweet girl, mid-40s. And
a worker.
Yeah, but not dressed like some hooker. You know, this broad had class. And so I go to the Circle Bar, and we start talking. And then we agree on a price, $300. And she goes, we go across the street to a hotel. Long story short, they're booked. Nobody. And you know that it's off the strip. The Palms is off the strip.
Uh-huh.
So it's no short walk anywhere. I go back to the Palms, finally. With the girl.
Right.
And I said, you know, fuck it. I mean, I got such a heat. So I said, do you guys have a room? So now they don't have a room. So now I go, what do I do? I take her name was Sizzle.
So me and Sizzle,
don't ruin this for me, Tom. Me and Sizzle walk back up to my room where Macy's sleeping.
Sure.
And I knock on the door, and I got nowhere to go, and I got such a heat that I'm not gonna not shake it up with Sizzle. And so I go into the room, and I'm still ashamed of this. I said, April, I shook her awake. I said, could I have the key to your room? I met up with the Canadians downstairs, and you know, we're gonna hang out somewhere.
Oh, no.
So she was half asleep. Long story short, I get her thing, but on the way down, I like to lube it up because the piece wasn't gonna work. On blow, my piece isn't good. And so I wanted a lube.
By piece,
so
he means penis.
Yeah, of course.
The hell else do I mean? Everybody speaks Dove.
Anyway, yeah. So I got.
You can use Google Translate.
Yeah. So I go. We go back down the elevator banks to the other.
This is so
April's
much work.
Hotel room, which is on the other side. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. You really were in a heat.
Yeah. You think being a sex addict is a walk in the park? You're out of your mind. It's a lot of work.
It always sounded so easy.
No. I wasn't an addict. But that night I was high. Right. It was a wild scene. And so I stop and get lube, and also
stop where and get lube.
In the 24-hour store in the hotel.
What is the lube for?
In the lobby.
Don't the hookers have to
wrap my piece with?
It's antifreeze for your car.
The hookers sometimes have, theirs sometimes is too gelatinous. I like a thin water-based lube. What am I, an animal? Okay. I try a proper lube. And so, and I didn't.
He charged
it
to April's room on a car.
No, I didn't do that.
Whenever I go in the shops, I'm just looking for Cheez-Its.
You fag. So I get a lube, and then I go to the desk. So we go back to her room. Long story short, Sizzle. I walk in, I get into Macy's room, and I'm horrified. I said to Sizzle, I turn around, I said, let me be the first to apologize for this mess.
Well, we don't need to get into that. You're saying the room was a mess.
It's a mess.
Well, we don't need to get into that.
No, the room was messy. It's a funny part of the story. I apologize to a half 45-year-old person because the room was messy.
No, I'm just saying.
For Christ's sake. How long have you been in comedy?
It feels like you're going to insult April.
I'm saying you're insulting April.
Oh, this is the part that gets
to the... Well, I don't know that she died.
Did you have to call her out?
Forget the taking her every way but sideways. But the fact that she has socks on the bed, we got to draw the line.
She already talked about having sex with Dove on the air.
I don't think
she
ever
mentioned she was a slob.
She never mentioned she was a slob. First of all, if by the time we get to the end of the story, you still think that she cared about whether or not I mentioned it was messy, you're out of your mind.
Go ahead.
Long story short,
you
Sizzle
keep saying
gets on
that,
the bed.
But I don't see it happening.
I'm sorry. Sizzle gets
he
on
didn't
the
know
bed.
Dan was going
to
chime in.
I didn't know Dan was going to put it. I had to defend something. Sizzle gets on the bed and she takes her clothes. She starts taking her clothes. And I can't get a piece, so I just said, if you could, just do the go
on
your knees.
Can't get an erection, is what you said.
I can't get and play with it, you know, go on your knees and play with yourself. And then I take the light from behind me in the chair and shine it at her so she can't see me, like Howard Hughes. And then I twist away at my piece, but it won't
He's
work.
He's masturbating.
The head is numb, you understand, like an eraser tip, numb. And I'm twisting it like an old rag. And then there's a knock at the door. And I said, this is not good. This is not good. It ain't room service. So I go, Sizzle, hold on. She goes, what the hell's going on? I said, I gotta get the door. And then I tried to be quiet for a moment, and she goes, let me in. And I realize it's April at the door. It's 4 in the morning. I got a greased hand and a red forehead.
And sizzling.
I'm naked, sizzling on the bed.
Sizzle,
she jumps
sizzling
up.
Sizzling away.
She straps on her whatever the hell she was wearing in those heels. I walk up to the door. Sizzle's behind me. We're huddled up. And I go to open the door. And my hand slides off the knob because the knob had a friction to it. And I got a lubed hand. I open the door. I mean, you know, I don't know the expression on somebody. If you could imagine, you know, right before something happened, with
like if you see your kids in a gorilla cage,
yeah, or yes, like that,
that kind of horror,
yeah, or the staff in the White House walking in when Clinton was getting ahead in the office, and so she sees me, she looked at me, she couldn't speak. The hooker runs down the hallway. She's gone. Long story short, I feel terrible. I slug my way back to the elevator.
April ran away.
No, April went back to her room. The hooker ran down the hall and left me, if you could imagine that. And then I alone just sort of was questioning, you know, my life. And then I went back to the elevator just looking at my reflection in the mirror of the elevator on the way down, just horrified at myself. But by the time I got back to the lobby, I had a heat. It had returned. And I got another hooker and I went back to my room.
Is that true?
It's very true.
I didn't know that part of the story.
I never heard that part either.
You didn't hear that part of the story?
The second hooker. You're saying there were two hookers.
The two hookers, yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And from that, he seems to be, as best as I can tell, a reformed man, I think. I mean,
you don't come back from that. He's not a reformed man.
I love how this has started with a wedding announcement.
Anyway, long story short, so I got married 2 weeks ago. I couldn't have been happier.
This is what I always say, and I think Dan understands it, but he forgets it. Whatever, somebody's an alcoholic or has anger issues, whatever it is, they don't change. They somehow manage some strategy to keep it in check.
Yeah.
And it's like I told you the story about Alan Havey. He was telling me, I mean, to really condense, he was telling me this whole long story about how he doesn't let anything bother him anymore the other day. And he goes, I distinctly asked for chopsticks.
Yes, I was there.
Like, and he didn't even realize how funny it was. I'm like, right. Really, Alan?
I thought he was kidding. I mean, you should have seen how offended he was.
I mean, furious.
Guy wears a low mane. He takes it seriously.
So you can't really.
Right.
So Dove, he's still the demon. He's still, you know, but maybe.
I don't know.
Goes to meetings or whatever it is he needs to do. Or maybe he just leads two lives, you know?
He's doing things we don't know about, but
I hope
maybe there's
is.
An agreement in his marriage that we don't know about.
No, it's traditional. I meditate a bit now in the morning, and then I focus during the day on how
he's
much I
blow.
Have at stake. And then when I get a heat, I'll tug it.
It's also some years have gone by, so there is some biological diminution of the sex drive. I don't know.
How old are you?
Such a diminution. It's
a diminution.
42.
Not enough.
It's not enough, but it's a diminution, right. Yeah.
It's a diminution.
Yeah. I got half the wad I was dealing with. There's such a diminution by 50%.
And wow. He's actually started to play words with friends.
I play words with friends, Todd Berry. I've gone from double hookers to the palms to a words with friends and Todd Berry like that.
It's a
Lickety
double
split.
Word score.
It's a double word score. You
went from no words with Sizzle to multiple words with Todd Berry.
It is. There is a sadness in my own heart for what I feel was a loss of a friend, troubled though he was.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And now I'm left with this boring.
Yeah, the shell of what he was.
Let me ask you a question, Dove. I won't even bother asking Tom because he would never even be honest about this. But if you were going to, you know, dip back into your old lifestyle, would you trust Dan with that information?
Would
you trust your brother? Is there anybody that you would trust?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that anyone would say anything, although inadvertently I feel that there is some liability associated with letting it out. If I commit a murder, I don't want anybody to know, and I'm not going to tell anybody about it. Because who knows? You know, somebody's talking in conversation with somebody else, they slip, something happened. I don't know.
Also, you know, we had this very discussion last night, actually. I said, Dove, maybe if you ever stray, or maybe you have already, I don't think so, but if you ever do... I think maybe best not to tell me, because then I have to face his wife, who's who I'm friendly with.
Yes.
You know, because now they have a relationship that's been going on for 5 years, and I can't look her in the eye.
Yeah.
Because I know something that she doesn't know.
She, you're not an eye looker now.
I can't imagine Dan keeping a secret.
Well, Dan's kept amazing. Boy, I could send you up the river for years what I know about you. You're kidding me. I can't see the secret. I know what you've been up to with half the comics in this place, and I don't say a word.
Okay, sure.
But no, the truth is I keep a hell of a secret. I keep a whale of a secret.
But you say things that you can't imagine. Someone would have to specifically say to you, this is a secret, don't say anything.
Every now and then, Dan will assume something is harmless.
The problem with a secret like that
is sometimes I don't know if it's a secret or not, but if you tell me it's a secret.
Malicious, right?
If you tell me it's a secret, you have no idea what I got in this cabeza.
Problem
I can take this whole place down.
15 years later, when you're out of this life, you might let it slip to somebody. Right. And then
you don't even remember.
And you don't even realize that they actually are 1 degree of separation. And bang, and you're dead.
That's the thing.
Right. Yeah.
So you dove.
Dan, if you saw,
keep it to yourself.
Dan, if you saw
like
somebody,
you gotta look at it like a murder. Yeah.
If you saw Dove's wife with somebody, would you tell Dove?
Oh, that's a fine question.
Well, you're gonna have to tell me.
I guess I have to. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, my first loyalty is to Dove.
Right.
I know Jessica. That's his wife through Dove. Jessica is a corollary to Dove, and I'm very fond of Jessica. But my first loyalty
Jessica's
is to Dove.
Great.
Yeah.
But you would spill on Jessica.
I have to, yeah. Or no?
I understand, but maybe that's not... I don't know. I don't know the right answer. Because
you know what I would do? I'd say, Jessica, look, I saw what you did. Suck it.
Suck it hard. Get on your knees.
That's right.
Apparently, you get... Now you do as I say. Now I'm the boss now.
Yeah. This is going one of two ways. A divorce or you can suck it.
By the way, the last thing... We're basically out of time. That last week... Ray Romano was on the show, and I don't think he meant to talk about politics, but he did bring up inadvertently or obliquely this hot topic now of automation in the world. You know, McDonald's can replace a fry bagger for $35,000 for an arm, and
for the arm
in Tokyo they just replaced 40,000 workers. You know, and it's and Ray Romano he asked this question that if you had a robot that would press a button that would give you an orgasm. No, what was the question? Right. Oh,
he said, is that cheating?
If you could get an orgasm, if a girl pressed the button, is that cheating?
No.
My wife would say yes.
No.
You're there having an orgasm in front of a girl?
No, you're not in front of the girl.
Where's
Are you
the
in
button?
Front of the girl?
Is the button in the room with you?
I don't remember precisely.
Or from a remote, like in India.
Is my dick
I was
in the button?
India.
Is my dick the button?
That's what I was getting to. It's outsourced to India.
If it's outsourced to India, then you don't...
Oh, you're definitely not cheating.
The way you're describing it is like the woman's there in the room and presses the button.
Isn't that how he described it? Or how did he describe it?
I remember vaguely, but why don't you come up with your own scenario?
No, but these are endlessly fascinating, because if she's right in the room, like Kristen's there pressing the button, looking you in the eye, that's kind of cheating.
Yeah.
But what if she sets the timer and leaves it? Like where is the...
I don't think that's...
What if it's a guy that sets the timer?
Why can't they say
are you homosexual?
This transgender thing, which I'm pretty sympathetic to the whole transgender...
Of course, how can you not be? They're not playing... This is not fun for them. They felt the need to be a woman. You understand?
All right.
But how many are there?
So they're crying.
In some school district now, they've decided that the transgender people can be in the locker room of the sex that they feel like they are. So, like, my daughter could be in a locker room with some chicks with dicks. And then they can compete in the sports.
How many
for
are
the
there?
Gender.
Well,
I don't know.
That you can't necessarily do, because a man is genetically different from a woman, could put up different track times.
Can you imagine how unfair it would be to have my daughter have to compete against a guy in a in a 100-yard dash? As I told that, I don't even think it's fair she have to compete against the black kids.
That's funny. When you see Serena, when you watch Serena Williams play tennis, she's twice the size of those little broads. No. Really?
Yeah, so wasn't there someone in the Olympics or something who...
No, there was a tennis player. What was the tennis player, Dan?
No, not...
It's a Doug's wife just walked in.
Oh, it does. Oh, good.
Jessup. Talking about transgender, Jess. The transgender kids.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
We're out of time.
Well, Jess is very shy. I guess she doesn't want to talk. But congratulations, Jess. We talked about...
Oh, can we ask her about that?
Yeah, sure you can. On anything. Here, Jess, come here. Are you transgender? No one wants to know.
No. What, we're going to take
speak into the mic.
I know what we're going to do. If you walk in, and let's try to find, and help me out, let's get it step by step. If you walk in and find Dove masturbating to porn, is that cheating?
No.
If he has a device which masturbates him, he pushes a button in it, and it brings him to orgasm, is that cheating? And he presses the button himself.
No.
If the device communicates over the internet and he has a woman in India who he's never met activate that button while she's talking to him, is that cheating?
No.
Ah.
Well, what about the final? Yeah,
now, what if he has a woman in the room with him? A woman in the room with him who he's paying to press the button. Is that cheating?
She sees him orgasm.
No.
No. This is why he's married.
We're on our way to a threesome here.
All right,
final heated up.
With you, Jess, and a hand mixer. All right.
What if Kristen Montella?
She never touches him.
Kristen Montella.
She never touches him.
If Kristen Montella, who's sitting right here with us, is sucking his penis.
Oh, God.
But through a condom. She never touches it.
No, there's no condom.
She looks like a robot.
And she's dressed as a robot.
As a robot.
Is that cheating?
I don't know why you guys are so shocked that women are not that, like, we're not psycho.
Oh, my wife is psycho.
Well, some are,
if there was another woman in the room and I was having an orgasm,
still,
my wife would consider that cheating.
It's still so mechanical and, like, it's not intimate at all that somebody's, like, pushing a button.
What about an oriental massage parlor? I guess I should say the word Asian massage parlor.
Even that, I wouldn't really.
I don't consider that cheating either.
Kristen, your husband would be okay with you going into the room and pressing the button?
I don't know if my husband would be okay, but I
but
don't really care.
Okay.
And I don't care about massage parlors either.
You don't care about massage parlors?
No.
Can you ask Juanita if she might care?
I don't need to ask her.
You know she cares.
Nobody ever answers. Left their wife for one of those women who don't speak English in a massage parlor.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
I would feel more like disgusted at my husband for doing that. More
like,
than
why
I'd
is
like,
the person,
you,
like, we'd have to
on,
talk
really?
About it, but it wouldn't be a deal killer like for me.
It wouldn't be a deal breaker.
It wouldn't be bad for your self-esteem that he went to an Asian girl rather than get it from you?
No, it would have nothing to do with my self-esteem. I would just think more like really? But I wouldn't consider it cheating.
Right, we gotta wrap it up. By the way, it is cheating. But
For the record, no one says.
Just so you know.
No, it's only cheating if the other person doesn't know and they don't want you to do it. Otherwise, it's not cheating.
Right.
That's true.
Cheating, you know. It's only cheating if you're doing it undercover.
So actually, if I hadn't brought this up at the podcast or the radio show, it would have been cheating. But now that you've authorized it,
Yeah, where do you think I was headed to when I took the mic off just now, when I pulled the earphones off?
Massage parlor.
Where is the machine?
Yeah.
Where is the said machine?
It's because the future is going to bring us a lot of philosophical dilemmas about cheating. I'm telling you, you're going to have robots.
Sure will,
yes.
We had a philosophical dilemma last night. We went out for food, and we were sitting in front of the Pop Bar over on Bleecker Street.
This is a philosophical dilemma.
Can I say this one question?
Yeah, of course.
So by the same line, so if you walk in and there's a man holding a vibrator to your woman, that's not cheating either, I guess, since it's a machine and he's not touching her. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not allowed. That's a liability for other reasons. And one, it doesn't exist. And two, she wouldn't be into that. And if somebody can really explain their experience to the degree that I don't feel like it's a liability for our relationship, I don't know.
By the way, could one
that's
last
a liability.
Thing. Are you going to that? Is she invited to the thing?
This is exactly a point that I'm talking about.
No, but
are you an idiot?
No, I know you are because you're family. No, I just wanted to. This I thought was something interesting. Gnomes.
I don't think she got invited.
No, I am invited.
Oh,
I have a baby shower.
Gnomes kids thing. Having a birthday, and I don't want to be the only comic there. So I think you have something
Dom
to say.
Is invited.
To
are you coming?
You were there last year.
Yeah,
don't put them on the spot.
Like to come out of the city.
I think we're going to have to move it to Saturday, though, because the weather is 90.
The weather's shitty Thursday through Sunday.
Right now on the Weather Channel app, it says 90% chance of rain on Sunday, 10% chance on Saturday. You know, it's fluid. It changes all the time.
Which Saturday?
This Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I go to a soup kitchen for my brother's girlfriend's birthday.
Oh, you're so wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to volunteer for a birthday present. On Sunday.
You really do that, huh? That is commendable, I have to admit. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I just sum up everything?
Yes.
Okay. Noam's going to buy a Tesla. Dove is
I might.
Dove is a changed man, but not really. Tom Papa.
With an awesome wife.
Is always working, and no one can figure it out. Jessica DeBecker.
Almost as big a mystery as Dan going to the gym.
All right. Dan is now an athlete. And Chris Montella. Still married.
Is actually invited to Noam's
is
Noam
son's
birthday. Okay with a robot going, you know, filleting her husband.
Dan, just for the record, just don't ever ask anybody that question again. Like
in front of the person.
Are you invited to his party this week? Just don't do that. It's just,
do you see why I thought the secret keeping was not so good?
I certainly do.
You understand now?
All right. Fair enough.
Fair
Thanks
enough.
For having me on the show, guys. This was fun.
Thanks
for
you,
coming.
Tom Papa. Where will you be?
Thank you, Thomas.
Don't plug Aruba, Tom.
Plug your underground show.
June 21st, come to Papa Live at the Village Underground with Dove Davidoff and Michelle Wolf and Nick Griffin.
No, I'm not on the show.
And Dan, are you on that show?
On your
Papa. Dan, are you doing that show with you?
No, it doesn't bother me. I'd love to. If you ever want me on, I'm available. If not, that's fine.
And Dan
too.
Adderman.
Right. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.